Hey guys, it's me, Olivia Neal. Welcome back to Inner Monologue. Today, I'm going to be telling you about my St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to be giving you the rundown on my blood test results. And I'm going to be telling you about all the things I'm really excited for now spring has arrived. So guys, how are we? How are we all feeling today? I feel like I've got a bit of a pep in my step recently. It was the first day of spring, I believe, yesterday. And the weather is really showing it. Like, I've been walking around in a t-shirt. Maybe I'm just being a little bit overdramatic, but I will romanticize the shit out of that. I'm going to talk about that a lot in this podcast, like spring and like what it means to me, like how my life changes when the sun comes out a little bit. But before we get into that, let me give you a little bit of an update on what's been happening since we last spoke. I'm going to be ferociously sipping my coffee today during this podcast because I'm dying. I slept again for 11 hours last night, but I've been complaining every podcast about how tired I am. And I came back from last week's podcast. I came home and my mom was staying with me that week because I had been robbed. Also, update on the lip filler, it has gone down quite a lot. It definitely is still a bit swollen. It's been like, I think it's been a week now, but like I was watching back my last podcast and I was like, ugh, brother. Like your lips are fucked. Like they were literally looked like they were like stuck on my face. And I definitely think they look a little bit better, but it's getting dissolved in 2 weeks. Anyway, I got back from my last podcast and I was like, Mum, like I was meant to be going to dinner with my mum. I was so excited to try this little Vietnamese place near me. And I've been talking about it for all week with my mum. And I got home from the podcast at 3 p.m. And I was like, Mum, I can't go tonight. I've got to go to bed now. She's like, Olivia, there's something wrong with you. You need to go get your blood done. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm going to get my blood done. And I could have just called up my GP. I have got a GP here. But it just takes so long. I'm like, let me do a bit of research. And I found a place on Harley Street. Sorry, I can't get my head around Harley Street. I know it's the most bougie thing ever. And it's so unnecessary. And you can't just go to the GP. And that's what the NHS is for. But there's wait times. And me being tired is not a fucking emergency. I don't need to get my blood done immediately on the NHS. And I know they wouldn't prioritize me. Obviously, they shouldn't. So I found this place on Harley Street for £100, which is a lot of money. And I'm not promoting this. No one needs to spend £100 and getting their blood done, but it was actually amazing, right? So I went on and paid online £100, and at this time it was 6 p.m. So I was like, okay, I'm not gonna be. It was Friday as well. Was it Friday? Oh no, it was Thursday night. But I was busy Friday, and I was like, right, I'm not gonna be able to get my blood done realistically for another week or so. It was 6 p.m. I paid for it online. I got a taxi, 15 minutes or whatever, how long it takes, down to Harley Street. Went straight in. They were open till 8 p.m. They did my blood immediately. Took my blood. Went home, and the next morning I had results. Is that not crazy? Best £100 I've ever spent in my life, because I'm an impatient person as well. The second I get my blood done, I want to know right there and then. I wish they could do it right there and then and tell me the results. I remember when I got cancer taken out, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll do a review appointment in 6 months and see if there's anything grown back. And I was like, what? I cannot wait 6 months to know that. Or even, for example, if I decide I want to dye my hair, I'm not waiting 2 weeks for an appointment. I need to find somebody that will be able to do it there and then, or the next day. I can maybe wait the next day. I'm just a very impatient person. I was just on the phone with my friend actually, and she was saying that she had booked herself a holiday away, and I was like, oh my god, stunning. She was saying she's going to Barbados, and I was like, I want to go so badly. When are you going? She was like, November. I was like, god, how can you be so patient? I just can't do that. If I decided I wanted to go to Barbados, I would have to I would have to go immediately. And it's honestly such a good thing, because she'll forget about that. And then, no, she won't though. That's the thing. I just get so excited for something. I would hyperfixate on the fact that I'm going to Barbados in November. I would be making lists up until November, and it just wouldn't be healthy for me. Actually, I need to do things immediately and spontaneously. It just is what works for me. How are we talking about this? Oh, blood test. So got my results the next morning. I'm deficient in iron. So let's unpack that. I deserve it because I have been boasting and gloating to everyone in my life about how I've been vegan for how long? 7 years. And I've never been deficient in anything. All my bloods have always been amazing. And I don't even take vitamins. And I'm just literally, invincible. And I could never be deficient in anything. And it's finally caught up to me. I'm a little bit deficient in iron. So that's that. And I you know what, I'm thinking about what I've been eating recently, and it has been a lot of Nando's and Chipotle, and I've not really been cooking at all, and because of that I haven't been able to control my iron intake, and I haven't been eating really foods that are high in iron. So I think I used to eat a lot of spinach, and that was really good for me as a vegan. So I'm gonna have to, I would make pasta dishes, and I would literally put a whole bag of spinach in that pasta. So I'm gonna have to start doing that again, because and I suppose I'm thinking of getting an iron transfusion, because again, I could just start taking iron tablets, but that seems like way too long of a process. And whereas with an iron transfusion, I'd feel better in a day. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get an iron transfusion, like a drip, basically, where they just put lots in your body. And also another reason why I don't like iron tablets is because they constipate you. And it's one of my favorite things to do. It's me sat on the toilet doing my business. Scrolling on Twitter is like one of my favorite times of the day. I'm not giving that up. My main symptom is like I can't stop sleeping. Is that such a bad thing? Like I had the most amazing dream last night, and I woke up. I set my alarm for 9 this morning. I woke up at 9, and I was like, "This dream is banging. Like I'm going back to sleep." And I'm really good at that. I can force myself back into a dream. I was speaking to someone the other day, and they were like, "Yeah, I don't dream." And I was like, "God, what a little mundane life you live! Like dreaming is my favorite thing. Like movies. In my dream last night, I went to Hawaii, and I brought my cats, and I was living in this little house with my cats. It was actually really sad because my cats escaped, and they all got illnesses and nearly died, and I was searching for them. And I don't wonder what that means. Actually, I think I know what it means is my cats are always hungry. Like I could literally feed them 5 times a day. I don't feed them 5 times a day. They'd be morbidly obese if I did that, but I feed them a lot." I like they are they're kind of like they're on the fatter side. I like a fat cat. Actually, no, I don't. They're healthy, but like they're on the fatter side. They're definitely not skinny, let's put it that way. And then all day, every day, give me food, feed me. I locked him downstairs at night because I can't sleep with him in my room because Hector licks my face every morning. Like he's like he will do anything to get food in the morning. So every morning I wake up and he's just scratching at my door, I'm like, meh. Feed me. So I think that has started to like go into my dreams, and now in my dreams I feel guilty about them, and like I have like basically dreams about my cats because they're sat there like screaming at me from the other room. But yeah, so like I don't really like, I guess if I start taking iron tablets or like whatever, get an iron transfusion, eat foods high in iron, then maybe I will stop sleeping so much and stop dreaming so much. But I was like, is that a good thing? I guess it's because I actually feel like shit right now, and I don't want to feel like that anymore. I'm going to look up foods high in iron, because maybe if any of you guys are feeling like this recently, feeling a little bit tired, and you know what it is? It's always behind my eyes. My eyes don't feel like they used to feel. Like, you know sometimes when you're hungover and you have like sore eyes, like you feel like you can't open your eyes wide enough? That's how I constantly feel now. And I think that must be like from being deficient in iron. So let's look up some things that are high in iron. Liver. What the fuck? That's the first thing that comes up. I'm obviously not going to be like eating liver. Who eats liver? I have actually been really treating myself recently, though. I've been having dairy here and there. I had Nutella crepe the other day, and oh my God, it was incredible. Sorry, I shouldn't be doing that. But like, a Nutella crepe, guys. I obviously know it's like a really common thing, but oh my God. Did we forget about crepes? Like, I feel like that's not a very common thing that we do nowadays. It's like, get a little Nutella crepe. But you guys should go, like, this is your sign. Go get a fucking Nutella crepe tonight. Make that your sweet treat. It's so good. There's a little creperie in Hampstead. It's actually really famous. I feel like it's famous. I don't know, but there's a creperie in Hampstead, and I went and got a Nutella crepe, and it like Harry Styles goes there. I don't know how I know that information, but he does, and I don't blame him because those crepes fucking slap. Anyway, liver and red meat are two things that are very high in iron, so I'm obviously not going to be eating them. Beans, okay. I eat beans. I probably haven't been eating enough beans recently, so I'm going to start eating my baked beans again. It's probably not ideal. They probably want you to be eating like kidney beans and other stuff, but I'm going to be eating my Heinz baked beans. Spinach, of course. Quinoa. I hate quinoa. Do you guys hate quinoa? When I first turned vegan, like that was kind of like forced upon me. Like, oh, you're vegan. Like you must eat quinoa and you must love it. And initially I was like, okay, like I guess the Victoria's Secret supermodels are eating quinoa, so like maybe I should eat quinoa. It's disgusting. And I think you're lying to yourself if you think you like quinoa. Like, it's not nice. There's so much nicer grains and rice and stuff. Like, I'd far rather eat rice or, like, what's another thing? Like, even, like, oh, what is it? What other thing? Like, barley? Is that one? Like, barley tastes nicer than quinoa. Anything tastes nicer than quinoa. It's, like, the texture of it is insane. And I just don't understand that whole craze. Like, I guess it's high in iron, so it's probably good for you. But, yeah, I guess, like, the main thing that I can start eating a little bit more of is spinach and beans. Oh, mushrooms. I like mushrooms. Okay, I'm going to start doing that. Maybe I can cure myself of my iron deficiency. I'm going to do some things, like maybe like get an iron transfusion, eat food high in iron, and then I'll get my bloods taken again in like 6 months, and then I'll come back to you to see if I've cured it. Another thing that was on my results, because like everything was like normal, and then there was like two things in red. One of them was my iron, and then the other thing was like my cholesterol levels, and they were through the roof. And I was like, hello? Like, why the fuck have I got, like, it was like I had such high cholesterol. And I was like looking it up, and it was like, main cause of high cholesterol are morbidly obese and all. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, what the fuck does this mean? And like initially they sent it over, because I had requested when I paid for this, like that I get doctor's notes, but the doctor's notes didn't come through immediately. They came through a bit after. So I was like, obviously trying to decipher like my results, and the iron was pretty obvious. That's what I was expecting, was to have low iron. So I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And I was like really high cholesterol, like the levels were through the roof. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck does this mean? And I was like looking through, it was like heart disease and all this shit. And turns out it's the good cholesterol. It's like cholesterol that you want to be high in. So it's actually a really good thing. It means I'm at very low risk of getting heart disease. So good for you, Olivia. I don't know why they put that in red, because it did make me panic a little bit. But then my doctor's notes came through, and it's like, you should be proud of yourself for having high cholesterol. It's like the good cholesterol. So don't worry about that, guys. Anyway, no one cares that much about my blood levels, but it was really interesting to get my bloods done. I would highly recommend, because it's just like peace of mind as well. Like, I would love to get one of those like full body checks. I mean, I don't really feel like I need one anymore now that I've had my bloods done, because like, no, like they really test for everything on those bloods. Like, they test for, like, you can get like tumor indicator blood tests in this place that I went to, and it will like do your blood, and if you have like a tumor, it can like tell somehow. I didn't get that one because I think I'm kind of rid of my tumors now. After that, I went to Belfast for St. Patrick's Day. Oh my God, guys, I had the best time ever. So I brought 5 of my friends from London to Belfast for St. Patrick's Day, and it was a movie. So St. Patrick's Day, it fell on a Sunday this year, and I literally did not go out a single day that week. Like, Thursday night, I was sat in. Friday night, I was in bed by 9 p.m. Saturday night, I was in bed by 9 p.m. Like, I literally did not go out that whole weekend. Like, it was a friend's birthday, and I, like, missed her birthday. Sorry, that's really bad, because I was like, I'm not going out this weekend. Like, I'm fully preparing myself for this Sunday. Like, I'm not waking up on Sunday morning hungover on St. Patrick's Day. You're joking me. I woke up fresh as a daisy. I went to the airport, met all my friends there. We got on the plane. 2 Aperol Spritzes on the plane. Who knew EasyJet flights sold Aperol Spritzes? Not me. I fucking love an Aperol Spritz. The second a lick of sun comes out, Aperol Spritz. We got on the plane. I was drinking Aperol Spritz. Everyone had 2 drinks each. 40-minute flight. There's no need for all this, but we had 2 drinks each. We landed. My mum and dad picked us up. Went straight to my house. Back on the booze. We were all like pre-drinking. My mum and dad weren't drinking, by the way, at this point. They drove us into town, and then we went, we were all wearing our green. My mum and dad as well were so excited, because like they don't really have so they don't have kids anymore. Of course they have kids, but my sister's away traveling in Vietnam, and she's away for like 2 months, and also she moved on. Like, she doesn't live in my family house anymore. She got her own house in Belfast, so she doesn't live in my family house. My brother's moved to Australia, so like it's just my mum and dad now, and like in our family home that has like obviously enough space for 5 people to be living in. I feel like they feel a bit lonely now, and they were just over the moon to have like kids in the house again. I mean, we're not kids. I suppose we're all like 24. I'm not 24, I'm 22, but all my friends are older than me. They're like, I think some of them are like even 25 actually. But anyway, and we just went to a few pubs. My parents came in as well. They had like 1 drink with us, and then they drove home, because obviously they can only have 1 drink. From there, we just like went pub hopping. We went on a pub crawl, and it was so fun. Like, everyone was just out in the streets. Like, it was a nice day. It wasn't really, it was kind of like pouring with rain at times, but like, it doesn't even matter, because everyone was just having so much fun. And we like went to different pubs. They all had like live music, and the energy was just so good. And then we went to see like my friend Susie and Elise, and my friend Susie, like, she goes to uni there, so she lives in a uni house, and like went to her uni house for a while, and just good vibes. It was just so much fun. I don't even have much to tell you apart from like it was just so fun, and I got really, really drunk. I mean, it was like at a really, really good level. I've been like not blacking out recently. Like, I can't black out for some reason, which is a good thing. We don't want to black out anymore. But I've just been like really been able to handle my alcohol recently. And it got to, I want to say 1:30. And I was like, you know, just like chilling. We actually went to a club, and I was just chilling at the club. I was like, I'm on a good level right now. I'm having fun. I'm going to black out. I actually said to everyone, I was like, you know what, guys, I'm going to do like 5 shots here, and I'm going to black out. I mean, black out just like me. For black out, me, it's just like get really drunk, because my memory is just really bad when I'm drunk in general. So I was like, I'm just going to get really drunk. But this is my day, guys. So from 1:30 till 2, I got really drunk, and then we went home at 2:30. And I don't really remember going to bed. I was just really drunk for 1/2 hour, and it was really fun. And I woke up on Monday morning, actually, with the worst hangover probably of my life. Not my life, that's a bit dramatic. But I did wake up and I had to go to the bathroom floor and lie on there for a good 2 hours. And I just really contemplated my whole life. And it's not even like I've been drunker before, but it was just because I was drinking from like 2 p.m. No, I was drinking from like 11 a.m. But it's St. Patrick's Day, you know? And it was just nice. Like, I like being hungover, like, in my family home. Like, my mom and dad there. And Boojum around the corner. I ordered a Boojum. And it was just good vibes. It was a really good time. And the next morning, went home. And here we are. I've been kind of recovering ever since. I've been, like, the day I got home, I got, you know, the Urban app I told you guys about? Like, the masseuse that comes to your house and massages you. I ordered my girl. Because I got the same person as last time and she came and she massaged me. And then I had to go to the sauna for a while, really sweat everything out of me. And here we are. But yeah, best time ever. I hope you guys had a good St. Patrick's Day if you celebrated it. Yesterday... not when you're listening to this, but yesterday for me was the first day of spring. It's called spring equinox, apparently. And well, this TikTok really, like, I was like, I want to talk about this today. Let me just play it for you.
Guys, London is Londoning. There's a lick of sun. I could smell it in the air. And all I want is an Aperol spritz.
I love this girl, Georgia Wood. She's the funniest person ever. Anyway, and I was like, you know what? You're so right. Like, I walked out on my horse yesterday. And it, like, it's not even that warm, but it's just like, oh, like a little bit of vitamin D. Like, I need an Aperol spritz. I love Aperol spritz. Honestly, it's like kind of my drink of choice. No, tequila is like the thing I will get drunk on, but for pleasure, I'm drinking an Aperol spritz any day. But yeah, so obviously a bit of sun has come out and, oh, guys, my mood has just gone up. Like, I woke up this morning and, like, there's a bit of sun shining through my curtains. I don't remember the last time this has happened. Like, usually I wake up and it looks like it's 4 p.m. outside. And it's just good vibes. I want to talk about spring and the things that I do in spring. And, like, I don't know. I just think it makes me, like, romanticize my life a bit more. Like, it is hard to romanticize your life in London in the depths of winter. You get, what, 2 hours of sun a day. Or, like, not even sun. You get 2 hours of, like, brightness a day. And it's, like, you have to fucking bundle up in, like, layers and layers and coats, and, like, you don't ever really look that good. I mean, obviously, I do actually like winter fashion, but spring is the best fashion for me. Summer is difficult because I don't really like having, like, my chest and stuff, or, like, I don't really like wearing really revealing clothing. Like, I like having, like, a little jacket on to cover myself up a little bit if I want to, and I don't really love having my legs or, you know, like, maybe I'm a bit self-conscious. I'm not self-conscious, actually. Yeah, actually, you know, I've become self-conscious of something so random recently, and it's like, you know, you have these little things you don't like about yourself, and I try not to a lot of the time. I try to, like, hype myself up, and I try to never speak badly about myself, and I'm a firm believer in if you speak badly about yourself, then it's just gonna, like, make you, like, when my friends, like, complain, I'm always like, stop fucking complaining. Like, I hate a complainer, and I'm not complaining right now, but it's just something I've noticed. Like, basically, in the winter, of course, if I ever wear a short dress or a mini skirt, if I ever have my legs, I always put tights on, and I love it. Like, I love how, like, tights look on my legs. I love how tights look on anyone's legs. Like, I think it's so sleek and whatever. A mini situation, a tight and a pointed heel. I've never seen something so classy in my life. I absolutely love it. But then you take your tights off, and I hate it. I hate how it looks. I don't know why. And I think maybe it's because, like, maybe I've got some, like, I actually, like, bought, like, really good quality tights from this brand called Wolford. And they, like, really, like, they, like, just, like, contour your leg. And they're so shiny. And they just make my leg look like a supermodel leg. And then I take them off and I've got, like, little patches of hair in different places that I forgot. And I've got, like, a bit of extra skin on my knees. And it makes them look like I've got faces on my knees. And that's why I become self-conscious of my knees. And, you know, sometimes I got bad circulation. And my ankles and my feet go a little bit purple and grey. And it's just like, ugh. Like, I just, like, no one needs to see that. And, okay, when I'm in, like, if I go on summer holiday and I get a nice, like, golden tan. And I keep my legs moisturised. I don't mind them then. I like my legs then. But I never am that pale. Like, I try to keep my tan up. Like, you know, I do try to keep my tan up. And, like, right now I've got, like, bronzing drops all over my face. Because I don't like my undertones. And I just, like, when I'm like really, really pale, you can really see every color of blood under my skin. And like, it's just like, I'm just gray. And like, I just, like, I'm just like a bluey red undertone. It's not a nice undertone. That's what I'm trying to say. And you know, love your own skin and everything. But like, I don't, no one needs to see like my discoloration on my legs. And no one needs to see my faces. And when I say faces, it's such a weird thing to be self-conscious about, and I would never look at someone else's legs and be like, you've got fists on your knees. But for me, it's like, if anyone ever takes a photo of me, like, and I've got my knees on, I'm like, ooh. Like, and it's the shape of the faces. Maybe if the faces were smiling, I wouldn't care, but the faces are like, that's what they're like, that's the expression on my knees. It's so weird. Anyway, that's something I'm self-conscious about, so that's why I don't like summer, because I always have to have my knees out. And like, I just rather have little like black tights on, but like, that's not gonna happen in summer. You can't just wear like a little summer dress and black tights and flip flops. That would like fucking weird. So anyway, spring, like what I'm wearing today is my favorite outfit in the world. A little white t-shirt, a pair of blue denim jeans. Like, maybe I can throw on a light jacket, but I don't have to be wearing like a fucking hoodie, a scarf, a puffer coat. This can be my fit. This can be my look. I bought these jeans and they were on the pricier side. The difference that like a good quality denim makes is insane. And they don't have to be like, okay, these are from fucking Celine. They don't have to be from Celine. I'm not going to say any names, but for a while, I didn't care about the quality of my denim. I was just like, oh, I like that silhouette. So I would buy a pair of denim jeans from a fast fashion brand, and they don't hold their shape well. You put them in the wash once. I hate washing my denim, but like, sometimes you just got to do it. Like, especially I hyperfix it on denim. So I wear the same pair of denim jeans like every single day for the whole of like the whole month. So sometimes you do need to wash them, but yeah, like they really start to like, they don't hold their shape well. And you can, I don't know, like, I just, after a while, actually I never really noticed a bad thing about them until I invested in a good pair of jeans. And like, it doesn't have to be like a high fashion brand. It can be like Levi's. Like, Levi's are a bit more on the expensive side, but they have like, they're just like good quality denim, and you can really tell the difference in a pair of good quality jeans compared to a fast fashion pair of jeans. So I would highly recommend to get a good pair of jeans. And also, you don't need many. Like, you can get a good pair of denim jeans and like, that's all you need. Like, you don't need to buy, like, this is the thing with fast fashion brands, like, they all had like kind of like, you know, they'll have like cool ones with like rips in it, or like a cool like detail, or like a cool wash. Like, you don't need all that. You just need a nice pair of blue denim jeans, and that'll set you up for life. And then you can just style them in different ways. My personal favorite is just a white t-shirt, and currently I'm wearing boots, and I never really do that with my jeans. Like, I'm fully wearing boots and my jeans, but I like it. I like how it looks. But I just like a leather shoe, but it doesn't have to be. You can wear like a little pair of Adidas Sambas. What else could you do? If you want to dress them up at night, you can wear them with like a little heel and like a nice little going out top. Oh my god, I just love blue jeans. They're my shit. I'm also really into fitted jeans recently, and if you told me like 2 years ago, oh, you were gonna be wearing fitted jeans 2 years, I wouldn't believe you, because I used to wear the baggy jeans, and don't get me wrong, I still love a baggy jean, but a fitted jean, it just makes you look like a bit more put together, I think. I basically, the reason I say any of this, oh my god, I need to show you guys this photo, because this is the thing about Paris, right? It's the one place that I walk around and take inspiration from, like, everyone on the street. Like, in Paris, everyone is just dressed, like, I just really love Parisian style. Everyone's dressed so, they just all look so, like, everything's so clean and, like, put together, and the silhouettes are always so nice. And in New York and London, I don't really actually get much inspiration from people on the street in London. Well, actually, okay, no, London is, for me, when I walk around, like, for the, like the likes of, like, Soho, it's very, like, baggy jeans and, like, Stussy-type vibes and streetwear. I go through my phase. I change my mind on what I like every week. But like, there was a while, actually, I'm not thinking about it. Like, I was saying I was going around New York and I loved it. Everyone was wearing such big baggy jeans and baggy hoodies and like boots, like all that. And I like that style. But now I've changed it back to Paris. I think it's because I spent some time in Paris. I'm like, I like everything fitted and like so chic and classy. But yeah, that's like, in London and New York, I find that like streetwear is very popular there. And I do, I love streetwear. But yeah, Paris just like hits different. Let me just show you this photo. I don't know if you guys are watching this or if you're listening to this right now, but I just have to show you this photo of these girls that I saw in Paris. So I was walking behind these girls in this place in Paris, and they were all wearing, okay, let me just show you right now. Can you see this? Like, this is how much of a creep I am. I'm just taking photos of like random people on the street from behind. But do you see like that blue denim and how it's fitted to her leg? And then the girl beside her, another amazing outfit, and it's not anything that crazy. Wait, can you see? Like, just a fitted blue denim jean and a nice little cropped jacket, big black bag. One of them's wearing boots. One of them's wearing a heeled boot. The other one's wearing Adidas Sambas. I was like, that is my fucking vibe. Like, you guys, like, you haven't overthought it. There's nothing crazy about your outfit. Everything just fits nicely. And that's what I'm on. I'm on a fitted jean and a, yeah, that's me. Sorry. That's my vibe for spring. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've seen recently that I'm really into. I just can't, like, I wish I was a bit more experimental with my fashion or whatever, but, like, I can't stop just wearing a fitted jean and, like, even, like, a long, like, there's these, like, tops from Intimissimi, is it? Or Calzedonia, it's one of the two. It's, like, a long sleeve thermal. Gorgeous. It's, like, a cashmere long sleeve thermal. Maybe, like, I've literally got, like, I wear them, you've always seen me wear them, like, those long sleeve tops. I wear them every single day. Not every single day. I wear them a lot at nighttime because, like, they're a little bit see-through. And, like, with a black bra underneath, it's just so gorgeous with a blue jean. Oh, my God. Yeah, so that's what I'm really into right now. Just a really plain basic top and a nice fitted jean and a leather shoe. I think you just look so chic, you know? Anyway, that's my vibe. I'm definitely not going to have my legs out this spring. That's something we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do about in summer. But you will not be seeing my knees this spring. Sorry. I need to come to terms with the fact that there's nothing wrong with having faces on your knees. And I've had faces on my knees my whole life. And I've never been self-conscious of them. So I don't know why it's starting now. And, like, it's, like, so funny because, like, people with, like, knobbly knees, like, hate their knees as well. Like, that's, like, a common thing that people used to be, like, self-conscious of when they were younger. Like, oh, I've got such knobbly knees. And, like, now I'm like, oh, I hate my face's knees. Such a weird thing to be self-conscious about. I need to get over it. Anyway, what else am I excited for this spring? Something that I've been, like, incorporating in my life a bit more is walking. it's because I don't have my car. can I just say, I gave my car in to get fixed because I obviously got burgled and they took my spare key, so I had to get all my locks changed on my car. And I have had the worst experience. The brand of my car is, like, you know what, it's a nice brand and I spent a lot of money on this car and, like, it's, like, my pride and joy, and I would expect, you know, just because I spend a lot of money on it. They told me it was gonna be 5 days, so, like, I gave them 7, you know, like, that was, like, a bit generous. I mean, I rang them up and I was like, hey guys, like, I dropped my car in. I'm just waiting to hear back about, like, when it's going to be ready to be picked up. Like, I don't need my car at all. I don't need it. Like, I can walk everywhere and get the tube. Like, it's not a necessity for me. So I'm quite chill about it. And they were like, okay, yeah, we'll call you back today with an update on, like, when you can pick it up. It should be, like, soon. And I was like, okay, sweet. Waited all day. Never heard back. So give them another 2 days. Rang. Hey, I rang the other day. Asked for an update. And they're like, yeah. Like, yeah, we remember. We'll get you an update. We're just going to put you on hold. I'm on hold for an hour. And I was like, after an hour, I was like, okay, they're not going to answer. So I just hung up. And I've just not heard back since. And it's literally been we're nearing, like, 2 weeks now, I think. Which is just, like, interesting. And I am not a pusher. Like, I can't speak to anyone of authority. And I know, like, maybe they're not of authority, but they're older than me, so they feel, like, of authority to me. Like, I'm not going to ring back and be like, hello. Like, I'm not going to complain to them. So, like, I'm just like, okay, like, I guess I'm without car now, so I don't have my car anymore, and I don't know when I'm getting it back, and I'm not gonna push them because maybe they're going through something. And so I'm walking everywhere and I love it. I love a walk. The only way I can really enjoy a walk is if I romanticize it. Like, I am not, like, I have to have a walk without music in my ears is not, I will not do it. I will refuse. Like, I have to romanticize my walk. I need to be, like, daydreaming as I walk. And what's helping me romanticize is, like, the spring, like, the sun being on, like, music in my ears, walking along. What am I listening to at the minute? I need to find some new music to listen to, actually, because I'm not being, like, I used to love walking, or, like, just, like, winter with rap music in my ears. Like, that was good. Like, that's, like, the vibe I was on. But now I'm walking in spring and the sun's coming out and I want music in my ears. I don't want rap music. I need to find something else that I'm into. If anyone's got any recommendations for anything, like, a new music genre for me to hyperfixate on, please let me know. Because it's, like, rap is not helping me romanticize my spring walks at the minute. Another thing that I have been going back onto is my iced drinks. I love my iced drinks. I've been getting iced Americanos. I've been getting juices. The other day, I went and I tried the Blank Street White Chocolate Matcha. Iced matcha. And I went off matcha for a while because I was telling you guys I don't really like milky drinks. And honestly, like this white chocolate iced matcha was more of a milkshake, to be honest, than a matcha latte. But it was so good. And I cannot recommend to you guys enough. It's one of the best matchas I've ever had in my life. So that's going to be something I'm going to, like, have in my spring walk. So I'm going to have my iced chocolate my iced white chocolate matcha. Oh, it was so good. I've been reading a lot. I've been going into Waterstones, picking up the first thing on their fiction charts. They're always so shit, but like, I've just been loving it. I love reading. And that feels like a spring thing to me, because like, it's like a sitting outside a cafe. I always like to sit outside in a cafe. Even in the depths of winter, I'll always be sitting outside. Oh my God, guys, I found this new cafe that I need to tell you guys about. Sorry, that's another thing. I've been like walking to cafes. Sorry, it's been the best week ever with the sun being out. I found this cafe called Foreign Exchange, and they had the most delectable cakes. I'm going to do a TikTok about it, actually, because it's just the best. They have the most delectable cakes, and they have, like, vegan and gluten-free cakes, and then they sell these bags. I'm a banana bread girl. Like, my ideal coffee day is like going to a cafe, sitting outside in the depths of winter. That's what I'm saying. I will always be sitting outside. I love sitting outside at a cafe. It's like, I just like sitting inside, like, stresses me out. I feel claustrophobic. I get overheated. I get overstimulated. I hate the noise of like the coffee machines and all. I always like to sit outside. But anyway, my ideal spring day is I'm walking to a coffee shop. I don't know if I'm with someone. I'm probably on my own with my book. I sit outside. I go to Foreign Exchange. That's my ideal day. And I go in. I'm probably going to pick their dark chocolate chip banana bread cake. But they do also have these bags of banana bread. So as I was saying, banana bread is like my ideal sweet treat. I love banana bread. But they have these bags of little mini banana breads. And you get like 15 in there. And they come in all different flavors. You can get dark chocolate. You get walnut. Sorry, this is probably so annoying for someone that doesn't live in London. But if you live in London, you have to go to this place. I think it's called Foreign Exchange. I'm going to make a TikTok about it. So you'll see. But oh, so good. New favorite cafe. Amazing. And really, really great coffee as well. Okay, what are the things I'm excited for? A beer garden. Well, this is the thing. I hate casually drinking. Like, I really don't. Like, I don't like how I feel when I drink more than once a week. Like, I would much prefer, like, not to drink at all during the week and then maybe go out on Saturday night. And that's my one time drinking. But then when the sun starts to come out, I want to go to beer gardens. I want to go to the park with little tins from M&S. Like, a cocktail tin, you just can't go wrong. I think I need a pick. Like, I need to either casually drink or else go out. And I can't do both. I'm going to have to, like, take one away from myself. I feel like I haven't actually really been going out that much in London recently. There's nothing really, like, to do in London. Like, I actually, like, when the sun comes out, like, I would far rather just drink at, like, a pub during the day. Oh, why does everything center around drinking? Especially speaking to someone about this yesterday. It was like, even just like walking past the pubs, you know, they're heaving. And I was like, drinking is such a big part of our culture. It's actually crazy. Like, we center everything around drinking. And I wish we didn't. And I wish, you know what? It's not my time. When I'm 30, I'm going to be sober. And the only time I'm going to drink is like, okay, not sober. The only time I'm going to drink is like, if it's like a friend's wedding or like a really, really special occasion. Like, I'm not going to be on my drinking every weekend shit. Like, I don't like that. And I don't, like, even my parents, like, not that they drink too much at all, but like, I'm just like, when I'm that age, I'm not gonna be drinking, because I don't like the taste of alcohol that much. I don't know. Yeah, I don't like, and I'm never gonna get into wine. I'm holding myself to that. I'm putting it out there, public disclaimer, I'm never getting into wine, because that's a slippery slope. That's when you start drinking wine, or when you start drinking every day, you have a glass of wine for dinner. Don't need to do that. Honestly, when I'm 27, I've decided I'm gonna I'm gonna stop drinking, and it's only gonna be but like, I always say like to myself, like, oh, like, I have like a lot of friends who are not a lot of friends. I've got a few friends who are sober, and I'm like, oh, like, that's such a nice idea, and they must always feel amazing. And I'm like, you know what? It's just not with my lifestyle right now. Like, I actually really enjoy how social I am, because you can still be social when you're sober, but like, I love the social aspect of drinking. And I love, like, made some amazing memories when I've been drinking. I've made some amazing friends. Like, I just like it. Like, I'm not gonna stop. And I feel like in this day and age, like, I feel like drinking has become, maybe, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's like, it's not as big a thing anymore. I don't know. Like, I was speaking to someone who works at a bar recently, and they're like, yeah, I feel like drinking just isn't as much of a thing, especially with the younger generation. Like, it's just like, not, people like aren't on it as much. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, I feel like I still see everyone drinking around me, but it just feels like, I don't know. I feel like our generation, okay, that's maybe what it is. I feel like our generation won't drink as much as our parents do when they're older. Maybe. I feel like becoming like, or like, doing like sober stints, or like, yeah, actually, yeah, I think that has become more popular in our generation, because like, even like alcohol-free beers, like, that's everywhere now, like alcohol-free everything. And like, people are way more into like their wellness and like kombucha and all this shit. Like, I think the whole sober craze has definitely seen like an uprising on, especially online. And I think we're so impressionable, and anything that like has a trend on TikTok, like everyone wants to do, and everyone's all into gut health now, and everyone's into running their fucking 10Ks on a Saturday morning and waking up not hungover. Like that's a really big thing on TikTok, and like I think it's becoming more popular, like not drinking as much. So I feel like by the time we're all like 27, it's like not gonna be like really a big thing anymore, drinking. That's my prediction. Anyway, another thing that I've been hyper fixating on since the sun's come out is summer. And I'm actually really not about that like summer bald thing. Like I had to be careful with my mind, because sometimes I like hyper fixate on things a little bit too much. And sometimes I can hyper fixate on unhealthy things for myself. So I'm not into that whole like, oh, like I've got a trip coming up, I need to look a certain way before that. I think that's a really, really bad mindset. But I'm not gonna lie, I have been having, not even like, it's like I've, you know what I can tell actually? My skin has gone crazy. I don't know if you can tell. It's like mostly when I put my head back, but I've come out in this full like rash. And it was like basically, I think it was after St. Patrick's Day. And I think it was just because I was like eating like a lot of fast food. And I've been really enjoying my space, which is not a bad thing. Actually, you know what? It's not a good thing. I have to be strict on myself. I'm always like, oh, don't be too hard on yourself. It's not too bad. But it's like, sometimes you have to be like, Olivia, you've ordered 3 Nando's today. Like, that's a little bit bad. So I need to stop Deliveroo-ing. I'm allowing myself a sweet treat at night, but it's come out in my skin. And that's the only time I really get spots or like anything wrong with my skin is when I'm like not looking after what I'm putting in my body like that. Because I don't really have like, my hormones aren't out of whack or anything, so I don't have hormonal acne or anything like that. I don't have acne prone skin either. It's only when I drink a lot and don't eat well, it comes on my skin, and my skin has really flared up. So I like, it's like, okay, I know. Okay, I've been having a bit too much fun. So now that the sun's on, like I'm like, okay, like summer's coming up, I don't want my skin to be bad in summer. I don't want to like feel bloated from like drinking too much or like not eat, like my iron levels are bad because I'm not eating enough iron. Like I need to like start taking care a bit more about what I'm putting in my body. And I think it's like actually a really fun thing to get into, as long as you do it in a healthy way, like wellness. Like I love doing wellness shots and working out and saunaing. Like it's so good for you, and I feel so much better, my skin looks better, I don't feel like bloated, all this shit when I do it. Like my boil movements are back to regular when I work out and like do all that stuff. So I'm getting a bit more into that, not in a toxic way of like, oh, you need to lose this much weight before summer, you need to like have abs before summer. Like I'm not on that, and I don't think any of you guys should be, but you just want to feel better. And I'm gonna get back into wellness now the sun's out, and I'm gonna go to the gym after this podcast. So that's where I'm gonna end today, because I'm actually gonna head off to the gym. I never really go to the gym with anyone, but my friend Edie goes to the same gym as me, and I went to the gym with her last week, and it made it so much more fun. And I like the time passed so much quicker, and I was like, wow, I need to start doing this more often. So I'm gonna go to the gym with Edie, and yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Anyway, love you guys, I will see you next week. Bye.